I think there's very few of us around who wouldn't mind losing a few pounds, or in some case, a few stone. But it never seems to be something that many of us can achieve and achieve lasting results from. There's an awful lot of yo-yoing of weight, so people going on crash diets and all the rest, you know, and with the weight piling back on as soon as you go back to your old habits. And particularly where it's getting more and more worrying these days is with the size of our children, that the Irish children are getting worse and worse, and that obviously leads to all sorts of problems like diabetes and you name it, and it brings problems with it. So we said we'd ask Richard Burke from Safe Harbour to talk to us about that subject today, because apparently it's one of the most regular requests he gets in his hypnotherapy clinic. And Richard joins us now again in studio. Hey Richard, how are you doing?
Hi.
So this is a very common one, I presume, is it?
Yeah, it's extremely common. And I suppose a lot of people cover hypnosis because they tried nearly everything else.
Yeah.
And that's the truth of it. Mm. And which is quite unfortunate. I think I quite annoy some people when I say to them that weight loss is actually quite easy. And I can feel the hackles going up in people's necks saying,
well,
I've tried everything, I've tried everything.
Yeah.
But this is the reason. Like, what we do is, when you polarise any sort of human behaviour, you end up with problems.
Yeah.
But you can also end up with a very, very lucrative business. Uh-huh. Like, you know, you see all these things on TV, have an Olympic body in 6 weeks. That doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't happen.
But people are selling ab crunching machines and all sorts of crack. Mm. So there is a process that a human body is required to go through, and it's very simple. And it's like an equation. There's two sides to the equation.
Yeah.
There's the amount of exercise that you do. And exercise is not being like Jane Fonda or being on treadmills. Exercise is just moving.
Yes.
Okay. And then there's the how much your body moves. Then there's the other side of the equation, where how many calories you're taking in. And it's nothing to do with carbs and fat. Like, you need fat in your body. One of the big mysteries is about, you know, you have to cut fat out of your body. You can't cut fat completely in your diet.
Neither
should you. Yeah. Like, a lot of vitamins are soluble in fat. Mm-hmm. So it goes back to what your mum said years ago, you know, what kind of a balanced diet. So my job as a therapist is to, first of all, take people completely away from all these fad diets. Mm. No matter how logical they seem, if it seems too good to be true on the box and you drink this shake or you do this thing and you lose loads and loads of weight, you will lose the weight for a couple of weeks. But what happens is, one of the images I want to give you is, you imagine a camel.
Okay, I'm imagining a camel.
So imagine a camel.
One hump or two?
Take your pick. So imagine a camel, okay, and a camel is designed so that when he goes out into the desert, yeah, okay, doesn't have food.
Yeah.
So he lives off the fat that's in the hump. As a child, I always thought it was water. I think we all did.
Yeah.
But he lives off the hump on his back because there's no food. So when he comes, when the camel comes back and he finds an oasis, or he comes back to wherever he's being kept,
yeah,
the hump is actually quite small, uh-huh, and every single thing that camel eats turns to fat because that's his design. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not trying to compare, well, I suppose I am trying to compare people, this is a metaphor to camels, but if you imagine me and I go and I have weight on my body and I go on this crash diet, I start losing all the weight, which is obvious.
Yeah.
You don't eat food, you're going to lose weight.
That's right.
But the problem is, your subconscious mind starts to freak out, and your subconscious mind is that bit in the background that doesn't see the light of day.
Yeah,
if you close your eyes right now, unless you're driving your car,
your
subconscious mind is like this. It doesn't know where you are.
Yeah.
And if you stop eating, it perceives that this is a threat, particularly if you stop eating for long periods of time, and all of a sudden there's no food, or there's less food, or you're not eating any normal stuff, you're already drinking shakes.
Yeah.
Then you will physically lose the weight, but your subconscious mind is in a state of panic.
Yeah. It thinks there's a famine going on.
It thinks there's a famine.
It thinks there's no food. Yeah.
So what happens then, you see, is your mind is now on storage mode, even though you're actually physically losing the weight. Sure, of course, you're delighted with yourself losing the weight.
Yeah.
But after a couple of weeks or a couple of months, lots of people fall off the wagon, or something happens, or it's Christmas time, or it's their birthday, whatever it is, and they start eating somewhere normally again. Now your subconscious mind perceives having this normal food. And do you think for a moment it's going to use this? You must be joking. It's going to store it.
Right.
So now it goes into storage mode.
Yeah.
So what happens?
It's actually your mind doing this then. Your mind is telling
your mind
the body,
controls everything.
Store this, burn that, whatever
Absolutely.
It may be.
Okay. Your mind stores everything.
Yeah.
So what happens is you put the weight back on again. And anybody who's listening to this who's lost weight in the past, we've lost the same weight our whole lives. Mm. The same one stone I lost last year, lost it this year again.
Yeah.
And we're losing the same weight our whole lives. And that's the reason it doesn't work, is because the diet is a real... All of a sudden, remember the equation I gave you of exercise and calorie intake?
Yeah.
We increase the exercise really drastically and reduce the
calorie intake
drastically. And the gap is weight loss, but it's also a huge change in environment and your mind freaks out.
Yeah.
So my job is to tweak it, to tweak it and to change your associations. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. So when you tweak it and change your associations, what you're suggesting is, I presume, a lower, more controlled weight loss. So just reduce slightly the amount you're taking in, increase slightly the amount of exercise you're doing.
But it's also your motivation. So look, why do you want to lose weight? Mm. And sometimes people, when I ask people a question, if you were to give yourself a score out of 10, how much you wanted to lose weight?
Yeah.
People say, I think it's an 8 or a 9.
Yeah.
And I say, well, you're going to fail.
Yeah.
And the reason you're going to fail is because there's nothing in your life that you have that you only wanted an 8 or 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Like you're married or you have kids or you have a job or you have different things in your life. You wanted a 10 out of 10. I
right.
want this. I need it.
Yeah.
So it's about getting your mind into gear, but also not to shock it.
Yeah.
And this is why I give people a CD, teach them how to relax and change your associations with food.
But in terms of the motivation then, what do you get people to sow into their own brains in terms of the motivation?
Everybody's different. Like say for instance, if you were very overweight, which you're not, and like you said to me, okay, you're a young guy and you have kids, then it's going to be very specific just for you. I want to play football and hurling with my kids. I want to go down to walk on the beach with Paddy.
Yeah.
I want to do all these different activities. For me, it'll be quite similar. For somebody else, it'll be something different.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get an operation on my knee.
Yeah.
I need to lose weight because I have pains in my back. So it's very specific for individuals.
Yeah.
And that's why the CD is important for them, so they listen to it.
Okay. And it works then, obviously.
It does work. And I know people get really annoyed when I say it's easy. It's easy if you do what I ask you to do.
Yeah.
That's just listen to the CD. Tweak your diet bit by bit by bit. It's not actually a diet.
Yeah.
One of the problems being is, like, if you go into a field and you see a camel and you see a racehorse or a big bull, okay, the camel will survive without food for long periods of time. The racehorse and the bull won't.
Yeah.
But when the racehorse or a bull is actually hungry, it eats.
Yes.
And one of the mistakes people have weight on their bodies is, I don't eat, I ever eat a breakfast.
Yeah.
It's very common. So I'm actually doing, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But it's not, because you're now training your mind to be like a camel.
Yeah.
You're constantly in survival mode. And this is why people get frustrated.
Yeah.
And then what happens is the latest technique comes out and they try that as well.
Mm.
So people are listening to this and want to lose weight. They've tried all these techniques and that's the problem.
There are basics there.
And there's the big group dynamic. We'll all go as a big gang.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't personally do that. It's a one-on-one thing. Mm. There's very specific reasons why you want to lose weight. And you should just do it on your own.
Okay, fair enough. Richard Burke from Safe Harvard LAE. Thanks for that. Talk to you next week, buddy. Cheers.